I'm Stephen Glickman for KXRW Vancouver and X-Ray FM Portland, and today I'm talking to Dr. Suzanne Singer. Dr. Singer is a Navajo tribal member who grew up in Arizona, earned a PhD in mechanical engineering from UC Berkeley, and is the co-founder and executive director of Native Renewables. In 2019, she won the U.S. Clean Energy Education and Empowerment Entrepreneurship Award for outstanding leadership and accomplishments in clean energy. Suzanne, can you tell us more about yourself and what you do?
So I am Suzanne Singer. I am the executive director of Native Renewables. We are a nonprofit organization based in Arizona, and we are addressing energy access issues within the Navajo and Hopi Nations. We wanted to provide power for 15,000 plus families who don't have electricity.
So what is the means of power generation that you're using?
We're working with off-grid solar and focusing only on residential solar systems. So we want to be able to provide power that can be used for refrigeration and powering lights and also charging cell phone devices and some small electronics.
And you're primarily replacing coal.
Yeah, so Navajo and Hopi are both historically coal economies. There's a few within the area on different surrounding different areas of the nation. And recently, one of the power plants was decommissioned at the end of last year, end of 2020. So with that goes all the jobs from the power plant operations, from the coal mine operations. So some of the really good paying jobs that existed in the area no longer exist. Some of the royalties that came from those energy efforts that used to go into tribes and into the different programs, so those no longer exist. And so there's millions of dollars, hundreds of jobs that are gone that now I think we're trying to be part of the solution and find new skill sets for people who want to transition to renewable energy. And there's a huge economic gap to fill for sure. I would say our main focus and what I'm passionate about is just having the human right of electricity, of energy access. Some families have been waiting over 10 plus years because they think they're going to get connected to the electrical grid. And a lot of those challenges have to do with money and how expensive it is to connect to the utility grid. But I think just providing that source of power will allow families to have food, refrigerator, not have to get ice every day just to keep their food cold. I know there's businesses that exist in communities that they just need something to power Wi-Fi devices or satellite devices so they can have internet access. And of course, for students who need to power up some of their tablets or their electronic devices, it fulfills that need as well.
By providing power, you're addressing a whole bunch of gaps between indigenous populations in the southwest of the United States and surrounding primarily white communities.
Yeah, the other thing I forgot to mention is, so the history of both these tribes is exporting power to the southwestern United States, to major metropolitan areas. And while that was happening, there was not so much power being provided to the community members within these nations. So the Navajo Nation is about 27,000 square miles in area. There's 15,000 families without power. One in three families don't have access to clean water. There's a huge, we call it, digital divide, so lack of internet access. And I think there's roughly 13 grocery stores in that area. So it's also a food desert.
These sound like common BIPOC issues.
Yeah, exactly. Thinking about energy justice, and that all gets tied into environmental justice. People like to use climate now. And so part of it is finding new ways to do energy projects. We're big advocates of training people and providing the skill sets or the technical knowledge to go out and have a career. But also, I think we're also mindful of some of the large energy developments that have happened in these communities that have negatively impacted the lands or the water sources families or communities relied on for many years.
Does this help restore the practice of tribal values?
I think it definitely supports it. Our former director, Wahela Johns, liked to talk about our stories as Native people and how we utilize the sun and how critical it is to us. And she likes to correlate that to being able to use sun to literally provide power in your home. You know, some families don't want electricity. They like the how they used to live in the off-grid lifestyle. And, you know, we don't by any means don't want to push technology on people. But I think there are families as well that struggle with the technological changes.
I wish we had more time, but thank you, Suzanne, for joining me today and for your insights. This has been Stephen Glickman for KXRW Vancouver and X-Ray FM Portland.